The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of this edition of the Don Crow Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time. Portions of this edition of the Don Crow Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
It's time for the Don Crow Show, right here from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, the Don Crow Show.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com. Hello there, folks. Welcome to this edition of the Don Crow Show, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon. We have this chance to get together, find out what's going on in the world, and then far too often try to figure out ways to defend ourselves, huh? Question, is a forced COVID-19 vaccine ahead for Virginians? What would make us ask that question? Well, as reported in a recent press release by my guest this hour, in the midst of the current COVID-19 pandemic, concerns are being raised in the Commonwealth. The debate over forced immunizations by their government growing, as a matter of fact, and there's a history that leads to concern, and that's why I've asked Family Foundation President Victoria Cobb to join us and tell us what this is really all about. Victoria, always good to talk with you. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, this may come as a shock to some who haven't been tracking these things, but others have been well aware of this penchant for forcing things on the Commonwealth populace that they don't want. So what is this concern in the midst of the pandemic that has a history to it? In other words, what has the Board of Health tried to do in the past that probably should give us reason to be concerned?
Well, as you know, immunizations and vaccines, they're always very controversial, not because some don't value them, but we believe it should be the choice of parents in particular on what they give their child. And that has been such a brouhaha in the General Assembly. Really, it stirred up when the HPV vaccine came on the scene and all of those things. And now the concern is really what we saw this past November, when essentially we saw that the Board of Health began to move on a plan that would mandate that health professionals report to the government the names and extensive personal information of every person who was diagnosed with the common flu virus. And we sat there and thought, golly, why would they want to do that? And what's interesting about it is now that we're seeing COVID come out, we realize, you know, they knew a lot back then that we didn't know about what was around the corner. And thankfully, when this happened, we caught wind of it, even though they were trying to fast track it, and they were trying to keep it under the radar, which is always should be the big red flag for citizens. If government's doing something they don't want you to know, you better pay attention. And fortunately, we were able to halt that process and not immediately let a regulation take effect, although certainly there are folks who are still going to be kind of working that angle. So it's just concerning, especially as we have this new vaccine that they're trying to come up with, very important. But on the horizon, what are we going to see around the corner with regulations for that? We also saw a ton of terrible legislation on vaccines this year, some of which passed, some of which thankfully we were able to stop. Including things like allowing your 14-year-old child would basically be able to consent to their own, and this was done for the HPV vaccine, but consent to their own vaccinations without your knowledge as a parent. Thankfully, that's an example of something we were able to defeat. I actually got the patron to kill her own bill, which is critical because, unfortunately, with our General Assembly, if it's a left-wing idea, there's enough of them to send it sailing through to the governor. So, alarming times, just for parents to be paying attention.
Well, that's why we wanted to talk to you about it, have you express it to not only, of course, Virginians, but I'm sure people in the DMV in general are concerned about this heavy hand of government showing up increasingly in our lives. And as you've already said, these are have historically been really the purview of parents, kind of sacred ground for children and parents between their families to decide what they want to have happen to their child. But increasingly on the premise, I suppose, or the argument that the public interests outweigh such restraints, we are seriously threatened by these things. And talk about something I think that you are doing in response called Speak Up Virginia. That's a broader thing than just this issue, I'm sure. But what do you want to tell us about that?
Well, we just generally saw the voices of conservatives and voices of we would say the unborn and others just entirely marginalized this past General Assembly, hard to make a dent. And so what we realized is we have to make it so that it cannot be ignored, that there are so many speaking together on such strong topics like this and other things that they cannot ignore it. And so we've launched a new initiative called Speak Up Virginia, which you can get to on our website, familyfoundation.org. The goal is that we are all connected and that you're getting our timely alerts, that you're getting the texting alerts that say, call now this legislator because they are about to do X. We're also going to have what we call Speak Up conversation points. So basically weekly tips on hot topics that come in a form of how can I talk to my friends and neighbors about this? Because if we're not educating those around us, if we're not part of, in a winsome way, bringing others towards conservative principles, you know, we won't be able to make a dent here in Virginia. And when we see things like what they've done, the things that they did pass this General Assembly, like, for example, on the vaccine issue, where they've now essentially turned over which vaccines are required and how we're going to do that to unelected bodies. It used to be the General Assembly approved these one by one, and that's great because they answer to parents. But instead, now they've said, oh, the Board of Health is going to decide what we do, and the Board of Health does not answer to anyone except the governor who appoints those individuals. So those are examples of things where we want people to be able to speak out when these things happen so that we can stop them.
Now, is there going to be a website, or is there a website for that particular entity, Speak Up Virginia, or is that part of your main website at Family Foundation?
Yeah, right now it's tied to familyfoundation.org/speakupvirginia. We may eventually get to where it is its own site, but right now it's just kind of tied into ours. But it's just a fantastic way. If you've got somebody that's listening here and they're thinking, well, I really didn't know how to make my voice heard in the last General Assembly, I really wasn't getting the information in a timely fashion, that's where we've got to grow our collective voice, particularly when we're talking about speaking up for our children or for the unborn or people that are just overlooked. We saw churches and Christian schools get run over in the last General Assembly. That cannot be the case. And it's going to require that all of us do a little more than we've done before.
Well, thank you for helping us in that regard. You and all of your colleagues are honored to work with you as best we can right here on this show and station. And I know many of our listeners share your concerns and appreciate your work, Victoria. Thank you so much. Keep us posted.
Well, thank you for having me. We are thrilled to keep you up to date.
All right. Victoria Cobb, president of a great organization, the Family Foundation of Virginia. Their website is familyfoundation.org, and you can track this and other stories that we talk about with her from time to time at that website. Best way to do it. And, of course, they welcome your prayer support and other partnership as well. So you can check out how to do that on the web also.
Hello, Chuck with A-Action. This summer, your AC will use more electricity than any other appliance. So get a $69 efficiency tune-up and prevent unexpected breakdowns. You'll get performance specifications of your electrical components. We'll also check your refrigerant levels, pressures, temperatures, and much, much more, both of your indoor and outdoor unit, while practicing proper social distancing. 703-922-1900.
We're Diamond and Silk, and we have a new book coming out called Uprising.
The Awakening of Diamond and Silk. much.
It's about how we overcame poverty and hardship by not letting anyone else define who we are, what we can do, or who we are supposed to vote for. And guess what? You can do it too.
That's right. And we want you to hear our personal story for the first time.
Uprising by Diamond and Silk, coming August 18th. Pre-order at Amazon or wherever books are sold.
Life-changing talk radio. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA.
Do you want your child or grandchild in Christian school? The very best Christian schools in the greater D.C. area are part of WAVA's half-price tuition program. You can literally save half on tuition for Christian school this year. We have schools all over the geographic area, PG, Montgomery, Fairfax, Loudoun, Prince William, and Arlington counties. To see the schools and the discounted prices for your child, go to WAVA.com, use the keyword school, or call us to learn more. We're WAVA.
Folks, did you know that right here in America, every day, more than 30 million children rely on school for food, eating breakfast or lunch, oftentimes both meals at school. But with schools closed and summer programs shuttered, many families are being hard-pressed to keep their children from going hungry. That's where you and I come in. For more than 100 years, Save the Children has been meeting the needs of children and families all over the world, as well as right here at home, every day and in times of crisis. And right now, with your help, we're making sure that children here in the United States get the nutrition they need until school is back in session. Your gift of $100 will provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 10 out-of-school children for a day. Would you call 888-884-4836 right now? Your one-time gift of just $100 will feed 10 hungry children with Save the Children. That number's 888-884-4836. Or you can give online at WAVA.com, keyword children.
If you own or run a business that's open and operating, we want to help you get the word out. Go to WAVA.com and click the Shop Local display. Fill out the web form and we'll add you to our business directory. This service is free and part of WAVA's effort to help the local business community succeed. Go to WAVA.com.
Are you growing in this quarantine? Or are you controlled by your fear?
Dr. Tony Evans says God has given each of us the ability to subdue the worries of life.
You can't always stop fear from coming, but you can keep it from living in you.
Gaining clarity in a crisis. All this week on The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans.
Weekdays at 3 a.m., 10:30 a.m., and 10:30 p.m. on WAVA.
The following is a program that was heard earlier here on The Don Crow Show and was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time. The Don Crow Show on WAVA. In his latest book titled For God and Country, The Christian Case for Trump, my guest this hour argues that come November, evangelical Christians can vote to give the president a second term, based on his track record over the last 4 years, for one thing. The book, by the way, published by Regnery, also a call for a political pushback against those on the evangelical left, the argument being that our 45th president has been the most ardent and effective presidential defender of the issues that are so important to all of us in the conservative movement and the faith movement, religious freedom, pro-life, and much more. In fact, my guest says since Ronald Reagan, this man's been far more outstanding in that regard, maybe in all of history. Join us to talk about all this, Dr. Ralph Reed, founder and chairman of the Faith and Freedom Coalition, author of a number of books, but this one's the latest. Ralph, thank you for joining me to talk about it.
Thanks, John. It's great to be with you.
How well have you gotten to know this president, and what have you learned that either shaped your views now or maybe changed some views you may have had of him early on?
Well, Don, as I describe in the book, I rather serendipitously or coincidentally or providentially, depending upon your viewpoint, got to know Donald Trump because he literally cold called me in early 2011. I had the previous year met his lovely daughter Ivanka at a conference in Utah and her husband Jared. They were then newlyweds. And that encounter with Ivanka and Jared probably began my reassessment of Trump. And then he called me out of the blue. We talked. He told me he was thinking about running for president. I told him that if he was serious about that, that he needed to get to know the Christians in the party, because they made up the vast majority of primary voters. He said he wanted to do that. I then invited him to speak at the national conference, the Road to Majority conference of my organization, Faith and Freedom. And on the phone, he said, "When is it?" And I said, I gave him the dates, and he said, "What would be the best day for me to be there?" And I told him, and he said, "What would be the best time for me to be there?" And I told him that, and he said, "I just put it on my calendar. I'll see you there." And he hung up. And that was the beginning of our friendship. I got to know him and consider him a friend. I got to know his children and his family, and it definitely changed my opinion of him. I relate in the book, Don, that that starting out, I did not have a high opinion of him. I only knew him from his public image and from news accounts. And as I got to know him, I not only found that I liked him, I found him almost impossible not to like. I mean, he was smart, very quick, extremely knowledgeable, seemed to know almost everyone, knew a lot about the world, a lot about the economy, a lot about business, a lot about politics. He was extremely personable, very engaging, and we became friends. And I changed my view of him. And in that sense, my own journey was the story of the journey of tens of millions of committed Christians who started out supporting somebody else for president, usually somebody like Ted Cruz or Marco Rubio or Mike Huckabee, and they ended up getting behind Donald Trump, and I think correctly so. Not just correctly so politically, but I think they did the morally right thing, because I think Donald Trump, for all of his shortcomings and flaws, and we're all flawed and we all have shortcomings, he's advancing positive and common goods, and he's resisting what I believe are grave moral evils.
I want to come back to that last point. He's a flawed human being. Has there ever been a person in that White House who hasn't been? That's my question. Of course, we know the answer is rhetorical. Ronald Reagan was a remarkable man, a highly moral man, but we're all fallen sinners, and some of the occupants have track records, morally and otherwise, that are rather unsavory compared to anything that's been said about this man. But why do you think people picked up on that, even Christians picked up on that so early on?
I think they did, and I relate an anecdote in the book where the president, when he's under an enormous amount of fire, which he's been almost from the beginning, really before the beginning of his presidency, he asked a White House aide who's a believer, "Why is it that the evangelical Christians stick with me so loyally? Why don't they abandon me?" And this particular aide, who's a friend of mine, said to the president, "Sir, because they've experienced forgiveness for their own sins, and they've also found peace and redemption. And so they feel obligated to extend it to somebody else." And I think what happened was, I argue in For God and Country that what Christians did is they accepted Donald Trump for who he was and where he was, and they loved him and extended grace to him where he was. Now, you know, keep in mind that as a raw political matter, you know, leaving aside the more problematic theological issue of saints and sinners, they also had an election, and they had one candidate in Donald Trump who said that he would nominate a pro-life originalist justice to the Supreme Court to fill the vacancy created by the untimely death of Antonin Scalia. He promised to be a pro-life president. He promised to be a pro-Israel president. He promised to fight for religious freedom. He said that he would either renegotiate or withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal. He opposed Obamacare and called for its repeal, and on you could go with those commitments. And Hillary Clinton was not only on the wrong side of every one of those issues, she was fervently committed to the wrong side. So They had a binary choice. It was a difficult decision. And I don't discount that at all in my book. You know, there were many people who wrestled over this, and I interviewed many major Christian leaders. But when you get down to the end, and in that third and final debate, when Chris Wallace asks about the Supreme Court pick and specifically the abortion issue, and asks Hillary Clinton about her vote against banning late-term abortion, and she basically says, it's a woman's choice, doesn't matter if a child can survive outside the womb or not, doesn't matter if they can feel pain, you know, I'm totally committed to that agenda. And Donald Trump turns to the camera and said, she just said that she's okay with ripping the baby from its mother's womb moments before it's born. Now, maybe she's okay with that, but I'm not okay with that. And when he said that, I believe he won the election.
There are plenty of reasons since, because he now has a track record, as you remind us so well in this book, Ralph. Reiterate in these last couple of minutes why Christians really need to think cogently and clearly about this man's track record as to heading down just a few months to November. What are some of the strongest reasons why, in fact, some of them you've touched on already, why are some of the reasons why we really do need to put this man back in office?
Well, you talked about the fact that he now has a track record, and I would start with that, and I would sum it up with four words: promises made and promises kept. And I have an appendix in the book, Don, that is about roughly 30 pages. That covers all of his achievements and accomplishments on behalf of the American people, from moving the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, to pressuring Turkey to release Dr. Andrew Brunson, the pastor, from the gulags of Erdogan's Turkey, lifting infringements on religious freedom during the Obama years, suspending enforcement of the Johnson Amendment, recognizing Israeli sovereignty under the Golan Heights, appointing over 200 pro-life and originalist federal judges. But the other reason why is because if Donald Trump were not to be reelected, and Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the squad get control of the government, we're going to have an extremist agenda of liberal pro-abortion judges on the courts, including the Supreme Court. We're going to have a $4 trillion tax increase. We're going to have taxpayer-funded abortion. We're going to have dramatic increases in funding for Planned Parenthood with our tax dollars. And we're going to have infringements on religious freedom and the First Amendment. It's a serious, I think, the biggest chasm between two parties on a presidential ballot in our history.
Would you agree with me, as we quickly have to wrap this up? I need you back again between now and November more than once, but...
Sure.
We dodged the bullet out of the Obama years. That could have been the fatal, if you will, transition point where we never recovered from what was done, the damage done during those 8 years. But thank God that we have this president who's been put in office. Seems to me if that happens again, there may be a point of no return next time around if we see that kind of thing unfold instead of what he offers us for another 4 years. I didn't say that very well, but do you understand my point?
I agree with you 100%. And whether it's the issues that I talked about before, religious freedom, life, judges, the Iran nuclear deal, support for Israel, just think about the issue on the coronavirus pandemic. Donald Trump ended travel from China on January 30th. It probably saved several hundred thousand, if not more, American lives. Joe Biden is weak on China. He's soft on China. He was forgiving China trade deals that wiped out 60,000 American factories and millions of manufacturing jobs. He got a corrupt deal for his son that included $1.5 billion from a Chinese state bank. And he not only criticized and opposed the travel ban from China, he called it racist, xenophobic, fear-mongering. That's disqualifying. This election has it all on the line. And Christians, I expect, will vote for Donald Trump in even larger numbers than they did in 2016.
Let's talk again, my friend. Thank you for the book, and we'll continue to promote it. But thank you. We'll talk soon.
I look forward to it, Don. Thanks so much.
Again, Dr. Ralph Reed, and the book, his latest, is called For God and Country, The Case for Trump. Just out, just released, I think, March 31st by Regnery, a great publishing company in and of itself. And this is a book that I suspect every one of us needs to read.
Both of my parents happen to be African-American, but my middle name is McCurry because my great-great-grandfather was Irish. I can easily fit the stereotype of both the angry black man and the Irish temper. With my Native American blood, I could watch Armistead, Braveheart, then Dancing with Wolves, and walk out of my house with a shotgun. Kidding aside, though, I really understand temper. What helped me manage my temper was first understanding that anger is not bad in itself. Even Jesus got righteously angry. Ephesians 4:26 does not say, in your anger, you sin. Instead, it says, in your anger, do not sin. When righteousness is violated, it's healthy to feel anger. But how we handle this emotion is key. When I feel angry, I've learned to take a moment to first calm myself. Only after I'm in control of myself can I respond and not just react. I have to attack the problem and not the people.
We welcome you to visit us online at gracechurchva.org, where you can receive free downloads and view more about Dr. Greer and Grace Church. Again, that's gracechurchva.org.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
105.1 FM WAVA. Business owners and managers can get a free open for business listing at WAVA.com. Click on Shop Local.
Alexa can play WAVA FM and hear us wherever you are on our mobile app, iHeart, TuneIn, or radio.com.
Insight for Living with Chuck Swindoll is heard weekday mornings at 6:30 on Life Changing Talk Radio, WAVA.
This report is sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance, where you only pay for what you need. New York Avenue is trying to recover from a vehicle fire where you'll find two of your right lanes blocked on the northeast end of the district. As you're coming through to South Dakota Avenue, this issue is causing very heavy congestion. It's pretty much a parking lot with jams from BW Parkway and Kenilworth Avenue. So you want to avoid this if at all possible. Capitol Beltway also has your right lane blocked on the Interloop in Virginia just before you're reaching Little River Turnpike, where you want to exercise some caution. Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your coverage so you only pay for what you need. I'm Taryn Galbraith with traffic on WAVA.
Tonight we'll see partly cloudy skies, the low 63. We'll have times of clouds and sun tomorrow with a passing afternoon shower. Tomorrow's high 77. Overcast tomorrow night with a low of 64. Times of clouds and sunshine Wednesday. We'll see a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon and evening, the high 75. Rather cloudy Thursday with a shower or thunderstorm, the high 79. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Drew Shannon.
The following program is sponsored by Save the Children and was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time. Henry Drummond said, "The words which all of us shall one day hear will sound not of theology, but of life. Not of churches and saints, but of the hungry and the poor. Not of creeds and doctrines, but of shelter and clothing. Not of Bibles and prayer books, but of cups of cold water in the name of Christ." Wow. Jesus himself said it, you know. I'm sure many of you are aware of that. He said, there's no one who gives even a cup of cold water in the name of a prophet, but that person shall surely see his reward. And Scott Wilder, I've said, heaven keeps very good books.
Boy, it does. And I want to be on the right side of that. Not for the reward at some end of it all, but even for now,
You know, statistics show us. I mean, I saw something the other day. It applies not at all to what we're talking about today. But I did see something. Somebody was talking about doing good in these times of COVID-19. And they said statistics actually show that even if someone is made to give, they, like their boss makes them give money or something, they still were glad they did at the end. They still had this feeling they would not have had otherwise. So you can imagine, I know that, you know, we're told, you know, the Lord loves a cheerful giver, that we would not gritch and groan about it, but we would just say, oh, we want to do it. We give out of gratitude, not out of guilt. But I do think often when you think of these kids we're talking about on this COVID-19 emergency relief day of hope, these are children that it could be my kids, it could be my grandkids that are among the 30 million children in the U.S. that count on schools to provide their nutrition and their education, but also nutrition. So when school is out and when summer school is canceled, you know, this is a tragic case for these kids. And that could be my kids. It could be my grandkids. And so we don't give out of guilt. We give out of gratitude. We see that and we think, you know what, Lord, you've shown me love. I want to love. You've shown me mercy. I want to be merciful. You've been you've dispensed grace to me. So I want to be gracious to others. Today you can do that by providing a breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child for 10 days. That's $100 total. $300 can provide the same for one child for a month. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a month. And $1,000 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child all summer long. We need your assistance now. And I think I mentioned this before. When this is all over, and it will be over at some point. We don't know exactly when. We don't know exactly how. But at some point, this COVID-19 lockdown, shutdown thing is going to be over. And when it is, I think what is going to last, what we will remember, is how we treated each other. What did we do, really specifically for each other, in times like this? You know, people love to say, we're all in this together. Do they mean we're just all going to complain about the same thing or complain about, you know, not being able to get out or can't go to restaurants or need a haircut or eating too much? Or is that what we mean? Or, you know, I'm getting kind of cabin fever, getting kind of tired of staying around the house. It's like, is that what we mean by that? Or do we mean we have an opportunity to make a huge difference and look around and see who is in need of our assistance? Who can we help? Who is the most vulnerable at this time? And I think of the children, maybe two parents, maybe zero parents, could be living with a grandma. And they are on the school lunch program, the school breakfast program, and you are blessed. You know, if you're listening to me right now, simply because of where you are and who you are and when you are blessed. But we are not simply blessed so that it might flow to us. We are blessed so that it might flow through us, that God's blessings will continue to flow to us if we will allow them to flow through us, because the blessings that he sends our way are not just evidence that he loves us. They are evidence that he trusts us to be his hands and feet, to be Jesus with skin on. That's what we have a chance to do together today. So it's not Don telling you. It's not me telling you. It's not Save the Children telling you. This is God himself. The very fact that you are blessed means that God trusts us. And let me tell you, I do believe this. If we won't allow those blessings to flow to us, to other people, or flow through us to other people, God will find somebody else that will. I really believe that.
I agree.
When God finds someone who will allow those blessings that he sends our way not to just flow to us, but to flow through us, he will continue those blessings. This is not that prosperity gospel nonsense, nothing like that. It's not naming and claiming. I'm just telling the way it works in God's world is he is actively looking for people just like, flawed people just like me and you, that can be used by him to pass on those blessings. The people he chooses not to bless the way he's chosen to bless me and you, he loves them just as much as he loves us. So we can't just say The blessings that come to us are evidence that God loves us. Yes, of course, that's true. But he loves other people that he hasn't chosen to bless that same way as much as he loves us. So that can't be the whole picture. It has to be more. It has to be not just that he loves us, but that he trusts us to allow them to flow through us, not just to flow to us. And so today, man, what a great opportunity. We'll say yes. Be a hand raiser for God. I'm not talking about the Baptist versus Pentecostal type hand raising. You could do that too. But I'm just saying, would you volunteer? Would you just say, me, Lord, I'll do it. I'll be a part of it today. I want to be a hand raiser for you. I want to volunteer. You can count on me. Your trust you've placed in me by delivering these blessings to me is well-founded, Lord, and I want to be your hands and feet. 888-884-4836. 888-884-4836 or online at wava.com.
Hi, it's Chuck with A-Action. This is a message of faith and hope. I've had my share of challenges. There were times I didn't know if I'd make it. I recall Matthew 6, where Jesus told his disciples, "And who of you, by being worried, can add a single hour to his life? So don't worry about tomorrow, for God has his plan for all of us. Be thankful, fellow Christians, for we live in the greatest God-favored country there has ever been. Through God, I trust, will not only prevail, but thrive."
Are you looking to downsize your estate? Are you concerned about getting what you need in the time frame you need in order to move to your next home? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. We have a proven, repeatable system backed by market research, as well as an expert team to take care of your every need to sell your house and downsize with ease. If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. I will sell your house in 58 days or I'll buy it. Call now at 866-404-5858. Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
She sold our first property, and the first person who walked in the house.
Within a week.
Yeah, they bought the house, yeah, and that was the best thing ever. And Christy loved that house. The time she walked in, she knew. She knows her stuff.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Knowledge is power. Think for yourself. Life makes more sense when you've got the answer. AM 570, The Answer.
When you change your station, you change your life. 105.1 FM, WAVA.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. The definition of normal is conforming to a standard. Well, the standards for roofing companies have changed. What do customers need? You want to feel safe. New Look is offering both virtual and on-site roofing estimates, utilizing best practices by distancing and wearing protective gear. You worry about costs. We've dropped our pricing to the lowest possible point and created unique financing programs that allow you to pay for your roof when you're ready. Sometimes you could use a little extra help. We continue to give out $1,000 support vouchers to customers in need. At New Look, we only know one normal: to exceed customer expectations at all times. Call 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Just a normal roofing company, right?
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the D.C. Army National Guard. Aired by the Maryland, D.C., Delaware Broadcasters Association and this station.
A man by the name of Robert Rodenmayer years ago wrote these words: "There are three kinds of giving," and Scott, you mentioned grudge giving. Well, he says that's one kind, grudge giving. Then he said there's duty giving, and then there's thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Grudge giving says I hate to. Duty giving says I ought to. Thanksgiving says I want to.
Mm.
He says the first comes from constraint, the second from a sense of obligation, the third from a full heart. "Nothing much," said he, "is conveyed in grudge giving, since The gift without the giver is bare. Something more happens in duty giving, but there's no song in it. And I remember that when I read that years ago, there's no song in it in that kind of giving. But he said, thanksgiving is an open gate into the love of God. And that's really what we're talking about. The giving out of a joyful heart. You mentioned it earlier. Paul said God loves a cheerful giver, a hilarious giver, somebody whose emotions really are engaged. And they kind of use, you said earlier, they kind of, they're like the kid in class who knows the answer to the question. And he's waving his hand saying, I've got it. I'll do it. I'll do it. And that's the kind of giving God loves.
You know, I have twin boys. They're now twin men. And they were very, they are both tremendous, were tremendous, are tremendous. Lord willing, will be always tremendous. This will sound like I'm sliding one over the other by telling you the story. I don't mean to do that, but it does point out the two different ways you can look at something. I remember one of my twin boys, if he got sick and did not go to school that day, he would say, I got sick, so I got to stay home and I didn't have to go to school. And the other one would say, I got sick and I had to stay home and I didn't get to go to school.
So, yeah, there's a difference.
Very different way of viewing school. For one, it was like, hey, that's where my friends are, all my stuff. I don't want to get behind on my work. The other one was like, dude, I can't watch SportsCenter at school. I can only watch that at home. So very different perspectives. It's sort of the same way when we talk about giving.
Yeah.
You know, some people say, well, I guess I have to, like you were saying, grudge giving. But sometimes we really should understand, and I've said before that sort of like Dietrich Bonhoeffer in The Cost of Discipleship, he talks about cheap grace. And what he's saying is that we make God's grace cheap by not really understanding sin, and that sin separates us from God, and the consequence of sin, and how painful that is for the Lord. And yet he still offers us grace. So we cheapen grace by lessening what sin is. And I think in the same way, we cheapen our blessings by not really understanding how blessed we are. If we really understood how blessed we are, we would be compelled to share. I mean, if we could see us at a 30,000-foot level, we'd see from that vantage point, it would be immediately obvious to the most casual observer that we are so blessed. And then we would say, you know what? I have to be Jesus with skin on. I have to reach out and make a difference for somebody else. So today you get a chance to do that when you call toll-free 888-884-4836, 888-884-4836, or online at WAVA.com. It's COVID-19 Emergency Relief Day of Hope. Only about 9 minutes left in this half hour. 30 million U.S. school children count on schools, not just for education, but also for nutrition. Summer school is canceled. They're in a bad place, and you can stand in the gap along with Save the Children, making and delivering over 100,000 meals a day. $100 from you can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 10 days for one child. $300 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child for a month. And $1,000, if you were so inclined, can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child all summer long. Call right now. 888-884-4836, 888-884-4836, or online at WAVA.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085.
As the will of the students goes, so goes the will of the nation. This is a central theme of the new movie, Return to the Hiding Place. The film about Corrie ten Boom and her secret army of teenagers' heroic efforts to hide and save Jews from the Nazis during World War II. Corrie's story was made famous by her book and the original movie produced by the Billy Graham Association. Now, 45 years later, comes Return to the Hiding Place, the untold, behind-the-scenes, true story of Corrie's secret army of student teenagers' efforts to rescue Jewish people. Told by Hans Pohle, one of Corrie's teens in the resistance, Return to the Hiding Place is an action-packed film of the Dutch underground's true, breathtaking rescue of an entire orphanage of Jewish children. Return to the Hiding Place, starring John Rhys-Davies. Watch this captivating movie tonight with your older children at salemnow.com and save 20% with promo code WAVA. Due to historical content, might not be suitable for younger audiences.
Don't miss Through the Bible with J. Vernon McGee, Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. right here on WAVA.
Knowledge is power. Think for yourself. Life makes more sense when you've got the answer. AM 570, The Answer.
So I was doing yard work the other day, leaning over a prickly bush, holding a heavy pair of electric hedge trimmers, sweat dripping off of me, and thinking to myself, self, how is it that we've come to loving yard work so much? I think the answer is, aside from being outside in God's handiwork, we love yard work because we love the immediate results and the feeling we get when the job is done. It's Ryan, and at our Faith and Family Mortgage Team, helping you with a refinance or cash out refinance is similar. A lot of people don't want to do it because they don't want the short-term sweat. But when you consider that rates are historically low, and when you consider that our company has a direct lender advantage, getting to use its own money within its own walls, and how that often leads to a better rate and monthly savings for you, the end feeling could definitely be worth it. Plus, we'll do most of the hard work for you. We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees, up to $500.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. And refinance. Total refinancing charges may be higher for life of loan.
We're Diamond and Silk, and we have a new book coming out called Uprising.
The Awakening of Diamond and Silk.
It's about how we overcame poverty and hardship by not letting anyone else define who we are, what we can do, or who we are supposed to vote for. And guess what? You can do it too.
That's right. And we want you to hear our personal story for the first time.
Uprising by Diamond and Silk, coming August 18th. Pre-order at Amazon or wherever books are sold.
All of us lead busy lives, raising our children, keeping up with tasks at work, maintaining relationships with others. But as Christians, all of these activities should be shaped by one overarching priority, the gospel. That's our subject all this week on Truth for Life with Alistair Begg.
Weekdays at 1 a.m. and 8 a.m. on WAVA.
Making a difference for children who desperately need us right now, right here in our own country, through Save the Children. Your gift of $100 will change a child's life, secure food for that child for the next 10 days. $100 provides breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a child for 10 days. $300 will do that for a month. $1,000 gift will take care of that child's needs. Again, that's breakfast, lunch, and dinner for the entire summer. And we know right now that that is a desperate need because some 30 million kids depend on the schools for their food each day. And we know the rest of the story because of COVID-19. Scott Wilder here with me to tell us really that this is strategic and it's urgent. It's right now, isn't it, Scott?
It is. And, you know, normally when I'm anywhere talking about Save the Children, and this is the first time I've ever had a chance to talk about Save the Children with you, Don, at WAVA. But normally when I'm talking about Save the Children, it's all about something happening in another country. And usually my area of experience with Save the Children is on severe acute malnutrition. I'm talking about where I'm in hospitals where children under the age of two are coming in and they're not all even surviving a day. They really are on the brink of death. Now, that's still going on, obviously. We long to get back to that business, but every now and then, and of course it's still going on, but every now and then we have to take care of people right here. So when we have an opportunity, we have something like COVID-19 that occurs, it certainly is a disaster. Save the Children is on the ground in the United States at times of disaster and crisis. And so is making sure that these 30 million U.S. school children who are not getting the food they normally get at school for breakfast and lunch program, school canceled. So we've carried them all the way so far to right now. But now we have a whole, it turns out we have a whole summer ahead of us. The summer is ahead of us because summer school has been canceled. And so Save the Children is inviting you to be a part of this wonderful thing. Hopefully it's just a short-lived thing. Just let's just get them to September if we can. And maybe in September it all turns around. That'd be fantastic, wouldn't it? If September it's all turned around and we can go back to sort of some sense of normalcy and these kids can go back to some sense of normalcy. You know, any kid in America or anywhere else in the world, but certainly in America, any child in America who is concerned about where they're going to get their next meal is not being allowed to be a child. That's just flat out the truth. And today, you can let a kid be a kid for 10 days by providing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for them for 10 days for $100. Or give that kid a chance to feel like a kid for a whole month. Provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a child for a month for $300. Or all summer, probably more than they could ever hope or dream or imagine, is a whole summer knowing they have breakfast, lunch, and dinner thanks to you. 888-884-4836. 888-884-4836. Call right now, please, on behalf of the school children who are in need here in the United States. I'm asking you to help us. Go to WAVA.com or call 888-884-4836.
You can do it now, folks, as we ramp up the hour. That's the number, 888-884-4836. Or just go to WAVA.com. You'll see the Save the Children banner. Click on that or enter the keyword children. Thank you so much for doing something right now. God bless you.
You're a do-it-yourselfer. You fix things around the house, take care of the yard, wash your car, and on top of it all, run your own business. But wow, when it comes to digital marketing and advertising, things aren't so do-it-yourself. You need results and just aren't getting them on your own. Salem Surround will get you results. We know digital marketing and how to deliver customers so you can run your business. Using every digital marketing tool possible is a necessity to compete in today's business world. But you have to know about all the options. Our team at Salem Surround has the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and, most importantly, revenue. There really are no limitations on how and where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at SalemSurround.com. SalemSurround.com. Connecting you with new customers.
The new Pray With Me prayer app is connecting thousands of Christians around the world in experiencing the power of prayer. Connect your Facebook friends and mobile contacts to share requests. See a map of those praying around the world. Set reminders to pray throughout the day. And join prayer groups. Visit PrayWithMe.com to join this worldwide yet personal 24/7 Christian prayer community. Receive prayer. Pray for others at PrayWithMe.com.
This just in, death, destruction, and violence. Film at 11.
Come on. Is all the news really bad? How about some good news in your daily routine?
You'll find it when you log on to Christianity.com. They've got great devotionals, terrific Bible study tools, quizzes, and links to the day's most inspiring stories from around the web. Get good news every day when you set your homepage to Christianity.com. Make a difference in your internet life. Christianity.com.
AActionHomeServices.com. Plumbing, electrical, heating, and air. Serving D.C., Maryland, and Virginia daily. 703-922-1900.
Hi, I'm Katie Pavlich. The left wants to take away your firearms. If they had it their way, only government would own guns. It's time to use the First Amendment to protect the Second Amendment. That's what BearingArms.com is all about. When you log on to BearingArms.com, you'll get vital updates on the fight to preserve your Second Amendment freedoms. Plus, eye-opening reports and informative reviews on guns and gear.
Saving liberty and lives. That's what it's all about at BearingArms.com. Log on today, BearingArms.com.
HD radio listeners can hear WAVA-FM on 105.1 FM HD1. And hear us on our mobile app and on Radio.com.
Lives change here.
You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changing. WAVA.